The Apostle Paul is remembered for many things. He was a great Bible teacher, a brilliant theologian, and a church planter par excellence. But all these things were an outgrowth of the primary focus of his life. And that focus is clearly expressed in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. We proclaim him, that is Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end I labor, struggling with all of his energy, which so powerfully works in me. When we observe the life of Paul, we don't see a man meandering through life saying, "These 40 things I dabble at." Instead, we see a man of focus who said, "This one thing I do." So many people seem to be busy at so many things, but not Paul. His focus provided the motivation and excitement that set his life apart from others. Bishop Fulton Sheen used an illustration of a bride waking up on her wedding day. She's up early, bright, chipper, jumping around, and can hardly wait for what's going to happen that day. She's excited, happy, and filled with anticipation. But look at that same young woman a year later. The alarm goes off. She drags herself out of bed in an old bathrobe, her hair filled with curlers, and it's all that she can do to get her husband off to work before she collapses in front of the TV. What happened? She's lost her focus. What began as an exciting adventure has degenerated into a dull, tiresome routine. But we never see this in the life of Paul. Notice how he speaks of his work of bringing people to Christ and building them up in the faith. The word he uses for labor is kapiao, which means to work until you're ready to drop. And then he uses the word agonizomai, to strive, to struggle, to agonize. He speaks of struggling in God's energy that works so powerfully in him. Christian, what about you? Does the prospect of walking with Christ and serving him get you out of bed in the morning with excitement and anticipation? The focus of our lives determines how we go through each day. You don't have to be an evangelist or a missionary to hit the floor with enthusiasm in the morning. All it takes is a clear focus on the person of Jesus Christ and what he has called you to do in your family, your job, in your life. May God bless you as Christ's commission becomes yours.